Thanks, Mr. Chairman. Ladies and gentlemen, climate change has drawn increasing attention from the world and involved profound impact on the human society. It is in the interest of the mankind of all to adopt positive actions to combat for climate change. Science and technology plays a significant role in understanding climate change and effectively tackling it. At the same time, intellectual property system is an important mechanism to encourage innovation and promote technology diffusion. With the emergence of major technology advancement in new and renewable energy, key technologies relating to climate change are in the process of achieving a breakthrough. Some existing technologies and some tech means to be used in the coming decades will play an effective role in stabilizing the emission level of the greenhouse gas. Therefore, it is our great significance to make joint effort to study the climate change and challenges it brought to us so as to explore and utilize IPCC team to their solution. Importance of adaptation and mitigation technologies to China. Adaptation and mitigation technologies, here I call it shortly, AMTs, are two mutually supportive components with supplementary nature to deal with climate change. Adaptation technology is an important factor to reduce the climate change and also a more realistic and urgent solution. Where mitigation technology is a comparatively long task. AMTs are of great significance for China to combat climate change. China is a country with a large population and great shortage of all kinds of resources needed for development. The per capita amount of coal and water resources of China is only 50% of that of the world, where the same for petroleum and natural gas is only about 1/15 of world average, and arable land accounts for less than 30%. Secondly, China is a country with complicated climate picture. For example, China's forest coverage rate is 18.21%, which is only 62% of the world average, where at the same time, the China's coastal line is over 18,000 kilometers. According to statistics, in the recent 100 years, China's annual average temperature has risen by 0.5 to 0.8 degree. Current research shows that adverse effects brought about by climate change to China has started to reveal itself. For example, we have witnessed the rising sea level along the coast, the increasing uncertainty of agriculture production, and the lately changed distribution of water resources. The effective AMTs and mitigation technologies can produce great economic benefits. China's statistics shows that economic scale of China's green economy and industry was roughly 1.8, 2.1, and 2.4 trillion yuan in 2005, 2006, and 2007, respectively, accounting for about 8% of the country's GDP. It makes forecasting based on investment scale of the green economy and industry during the 11th 5-year plan of China. It will bring the country a revenue equivalent to 60 billion yuan, 18 million new job opportunities, and about 2 trillion yuan consumption. This figure indicates that AMTs can meet the demand of the developing countries for economic growth on the one hand, and for environmental protection and the realization of development on the other hand. It is exactly based on this understanding that China's input in clean and new energy has not been reduced since 2008, when the financial crisis broke out. China's investment in wind power has increased by 88%, 72% increase for nuclear power, and 19.2% for water power. Besides, among addition 230 billion yuan fiscal investment made by the central government of China during the period from the end of 2008 to April 2009, 23 billion was used for ecological environment construction and preservation projects. This figure has reflected Chinese government's determination towards green growth. Option of IP tools tackling climate change. We as the relevant policymakers should make full use of existing diversified IP tools in the process of actively responding to the climate change. At the same time, we should, in addition to the traditional business of IP examination and granting, broaden our mind and explore more positively in the direction of upstream technology innovation and downstream technology diffusion. Increase investment through more diversified means. Active exploration may be taken for the establishment of a joint development fund of AMTs. Under this fund, special projects can be developed for the diffusion of key relevant technologies. Besides, it may also be used to buy and disseminate free of charge of the major AMTs with obvious social benefits and easy application. In addition, means as IP pledge can also be taken advantage of by providing favorable financing policies for the diffusion of the technology. Encourage IP application and create a sound legal environment by means like reducing application fees, adopting green tracks, and special IP enforcement campaign may also be initiated for AMTs in order to encourage development of the relevant innovation. provide professional guidance and compile model brochures. An IP working group may be established, which will provide professional guidance to different countries for resolving their problem incurred in the process of innovation and the diffusion of AMTs. The working group can, by tracking and selecting typical technology innovation diffusion projects, summarize their development models and compile positive experiences. Increase the utilization of relevant patent information. With the help of the Possible Information Service platform for AMTs, relevant information network and dissemination mechanism may be created. So this platform, which cooperating with certain technology exhibition and agency services, it is possible to bring together information, technology, and human resources to provide comprehensive services to normal enterprises for their transition to green models and making green investment. Special attention may be paid to the construction of database for expired adaptation and mitigation patents in order to accelerate their search and diffusion of relevant technology. Encourage enterprises in active innovation application. It is necessary to encourage enterprises to make full use of external resources to enhance their technology innovation capacity. For the purpose of further improving and matching the weight between the supply and demand of the AMTs, it is very much in need to help enterprises, universities, and research institutions to establish interactive relationship. Strengthen IP human resources training. Taking into consideration of the future of AMTs, special textbook may be compiled on IP license and transfer. Furthermore, we can provide IP training via distance learning or seminars for enterprises in field of AMTs. At the same time, we may also focus our attention on the training for IP agencies in providing services to relevant enterprises. About attaching importance to the use of other IP tools in agriculture sector, especially for developing adaptation technologies, it is necessary to give full play to the role of geographical indications and the new plant variety. This means this measure shall strengthen the diffusion of relevant technologies. Now, about the China's observations on innovation and the diffusion of AMTs. In order to strengthen the capacity to cope with the climate change, accelerate the transition of economic growth model, and ensure future sustainable development, Chinese government has always attached great importance to the development of science and technology in the process of coping with climate changes. It is a consideration in this regard are further improved and specified in several of the national plans and policies, including the outline of China of the 11th Five-Year Plan for National Economy and Social Development and the National Guideline on Medium and Long-Term Program for Science and Technology Development. And most important for this conference is China National Climate Change Program, published in 2007. In order to support the implementation of this, of those policies and promote innovation diffusion of AMTs in IP field, the State Intellectual Property Office of China, SIPO, has taken active experiments in this field. Our ideas go as follows. Taking outline of China's national intellectual property strategy as our guard, SIPO will promote incorporation of innovation and diffusion of relevant technologies into their working tasks. At the same time, SIPO will also actively consult with relative ministries to jointly formulate and issue incentive policies. It is planned to reduce and accept patent application fees for those technologies within the key AMTs. SIPO also considered to encourage IP applications of adaptation and mitigation technologies by reducing patent examination costs, with financial subsidies from local government through the coordination of local IP offices. At the same time, SIPO also plans to establish the patent application assistant mechanisms for AMTs. About strengthening the role of National Patent Exhibition and Trading Center, SIPO plans to establish green zone within the present 42 National Patent Exhibition and Trading Center for the purpose of promoting applications and industrialization of green technologies. SIPO will also provide guidance for the formulation of green patent trading rules and establishment of performance assessment standards. Besides, SIPO expected the construction of trading platform by adding a special column for AMTs, in which relevant technology information will be published and disseminated free of charge. SIPO will further promote its publicity and expand the commercialization of relevant patent technologies. About strengthening IP training for green enterprises, SIPO will design special curriculum training methods and textbooks for green enterprises, so strengthening cooperation with those enterprises in energy, high technology sectors. At the same time, SIPO will utilize the existing China IP distance learning platform and provide a series of training courses freely for relevant small and medium-sized enterprises. In addition, we will also try to increase the rate of the trend green technology enterprises to a greater extent within a comparatively short period of time. Now I come to the conclusion. The impact of climate change on human being a multifaceted and its solution required active participation of all parties concerned. Only when we take joint, realistic, and cooperative actions and deal with it scientifically can we realize harmonious development and achieve win-win results. In the process, IP system shall give full play to its inborn advantage. The efficiency application, and active development of existing IP tools will promote the innovation and the diffusion of IMTs. Let's join our efforts together and contribute our best to the creating of beautiful home for the whole human being. Thank you for your attention.